Where were you in the 1989 earthquake in San Francisco? Were you working?
No, I was at home trying to get dinner.
You were at home? Yes. Weren't you working as a... You weren't doing home care?
No. I mean, I was, but it was 5:15, Casey.
It was 5:15. Well, see, I was still working in the hospitals.
No.
I was working in downtown San Francisco on the 8th floor of St. Francis Hospital when that earthquake hit.
I'd have died.
And the building is on rollers because it's one of the newer ones downtown. So we were rolling back and forth. All the lights go out. Only the monitors, you know, the heart monitors, the green from that was on. It was very eerie. And the TVs on the walls were just whipping back and forth. You know, we're freaking. And of course, after it stops, all of the lights go on. All the patients putting their lights on. So, you know, we fan out. I tell that nurse, go that way. I go this way. I go into the first patient's room and I say, yeah, can I help you? And this woman, young woman, sitting up in the bed, and she says, yeah, listen, I was wondering if you could call my doctor because I need a laxative. I'm a little constipated. And I stopped for a second and I said, oh, my God, we just had a major earthquake. And if that didn't scare the shit out of you, there isn't a laxative on the planet that's going to do it.
Yes.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients.
Of course I work in a hospital, but I don't understand medicine. My brother's been managing a chicken farm for 10 years, but he still can't lay an egg.